It is a dark time for the Rebellion. Although the Death Star has been destroyed, Imperial troops have driven the Rebel forces from their hidden base and pursued them across the galaxy. Evading the dreaded Imperial Starfleet, a group of freedom fighters led by Luke Skywalker has established a new secret base on the remote ice world of Hoth. The evil Lord Darth Vader, obsessed with finding young Skywalker, dispatches thousands of remote probes into the far reaches of space.
This is Jason.
And this is Gabe.
And we're back. You know, like what last year we did the story of Star Wars record album. We're back with the story of The Empire Strikes Back. It's The Empire Strikes Back in audio form, cut down to a lean and mean 42 minutes.
That's lean and mean, but still a good chunk of Empire. Because it's not like, you know, you got 20 minutes to kill. I'm going to go put on Empire. You still need to, like, you know, make time. That's like your whole lunch break.
But what a way to spend your lunch break. Like, I'm going to listen to a condensed audio only version of The Empire Strikes Back. Kind of like the story of Star Wars. I wonder if we are even going to be able to pick up on what was cut. Because I remember in Story of Star Wars, we were like, wait, what's different here? And it was like a 45-minute version of Star Wars.
Well, especially with Empire, because just in broad strokes, less things happen in Empire than in A New Hope. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see if it feels like anything is missing.
Yeah, and even, but I wonder though too, like, what can you cut from Empire? How do you cut it way, way down? I mean, we did the Super 8 version of Empire, but that was just bonkers, ludicrous, just like a fever dream version of Empire Strikes Back. This is like 42 minutes. You got to cut half of it out. And what's cool with this one too is I actually had this one as a kid. I still have my record album of this. I remember listening to this over and over and over again as a kid. And I really remember it because of the cover art. I remember just staring at the amazing cover art for this record. And there was a big gatefold LP vinyl thing with tons of pictures on the inside that you could flip through that kind of told you the whole story. And I just thought this was like the coolest record of all time. The neat thing with my record, it's The Adventures of Luke Skywalker, the story of The Empire Strikes Back. And I remember being a little kid and being like, yeah, The Adventures of Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, just like the first one, I've never heard this. I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with me. I never had this record. I don't know why I don't think I've ever seen it somewhere to buy it. And I've never listened to it. So I'm super excited.
Well, and this one too, this came out in 1980 with the cover art that I remember, this gorgeous painted art of Luke and Vader fighting each other in Cloud City, and then around it, like little pictures from various parts in the movie. But it came out again in 1983 with a picture of the Battle of Hoth on the cover. So it's two different versions out there, but the audio inside is the same. And just like the story of Star Wars, this is a lot of the same people that worked on that. The narration is written by the same people. Cheryl Gard Warrenson, Jack Kaplan, the producer, Pat Glasser. He also produced Story of Star Wars. And you know what else Pat Glasser was involved in? A whole lot of Night Ranger albums. Did you like Night Ranger?
Not really. I only know a couple songs with Night Ranger. I should have thought of that before spring break. I should have spent some time just getting into Night Ranger. So maybe over the summer, I'll just dedicate a few weeks to just getting really into Night Ranger.
Before The Acolyte comes out.
Yeah.
Get really schooled in Night Ranger.
Maybe there's some crossover there between Night Sisters, Night Ranger.
Oh.
Rangers like have bows and arrows sometimes. Night Sisters have bows and arrows. So yeah, maybe there's something there.
Rangers of the New Republic.
Yeah, it's going to be Night Rangers of the New Republic, and it's going to be all Sith witches with bows and arrows fighting the Empire.
Yeah, maybe that's the secret. Maybe the Night Ranger is the missing link in all this.
Little do we know, Dave Filoni's really into Godzilla and Night Ranger.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. The engineer was a Rudolph Hill, the art direction, Dick Durenson, Meredith Walton, and the amazing cover art was done by Jeff Wack. And no Roscoe Lee Brown for the story of The Empire Strikes Back. But before you get super disappointed, the narrator is Malachi Throne. Now, that name may or may not sound familiar to you, but when you hear his voice, it'll be familiar to you. American actor, he had a huge catalog of work, including Star Trek fans would know him as the Keeper from the super weird pilot episode of Star Trek, The Cage.
This is no surprise since his vessel was baited here so easily with a simulated message. As you can read in its thoughts, it is only now beginning to suspect that the survivors and encampment were a simple illusion we placed in their minds. You will note the confusion as it reads our thought transmissions. You now see the primitive fear threat reaction.
But the story of The Empire Strikes Back was not his first Star Wars thing he ever did. And this blew my mind when I discovered this. He is the voice of the original trailer for The Star Wars.
Somewhere in space, this may all be happening right now. 20th Century Fox and George Lucas, the man who brought you American Graffiti, now bring you an adventure unlike anything on your planet. Star Wars.
Here they come.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know that.
It's the story of the boy, a girl, and a universe. And the word on the street is that the audio for this is from the 70mm version. So this will be a good test for us for how much we remember what all the research we did for that 70mm Empire.
It was all from the special edition, Jason.
I'm just curious if there's going to be a thanks 3PO in this. Like,
yeah.
So on that note, should we start listening to the story of The Empire Strikes Back from 1980?
I think so.
I think this is the time.
All right. I think we are going to count down in case you want to watch along at home.
to nothing.
To the sound. To nothing. So. Maybe we don't need to count down, but we'll do it anyway, just in case.
Yeah. Well, we'll have the link if you want to just listen without us yammering over on top of it. If you want to listen to it on your own, the link will be in the show notes, of course. But you want to count us down?
Sure. So 3, 2, 1 on go. So here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
Right. Sounds like Star Wars. That's what you do.
It is a dark time for the Rebellion. Although the Death Star has been destroyed, Imperial troops...
Is the music really loud? It's really loud. Like, what's going on?
Evading the dreaded Imperial Starfleet, a group of freedom fighters led by Luke Skywalker has established a new secret base on the remote ice world of Hoth.
The evil Lord Darth Vader.
The evil Lord.
Young Skywalker.
This is really bringing me back.
Of remote probes into the far reaches of space.
I would be like totally serious listening to this.
Oh yeah, you'd kick people out of the room. This is Jason's alone time. Go away. So we got probes landing.
One of the Imperial probes finds its mark, the Rebel Forces' inhospitable planet.
This is great.
Not far away, Luke Skywalker rings his 10-foot tauntaun to a halt.
10-foot tauntaun.
He takes out his electro binoculars.
It's my favorite industrial band.
Han Solo, notorious space smuggler and friend of the Rebel Alliance.
Echo 3 to Echo 7. Han, buddy, you read me?
Yeah, I'm really into the music being so loud.
It's so loud.
My circle. I don't pick up any life readings.
There's enough life on this ice cube to fill a space cruiser. Sensors are placed. I'm coming back.
Right, I'll see you shortly. There's a meteorite that hit the ground near here. I want to check it out. It won't take long.
I think that Han dialogue was a different take, but I have no clue anymore with Empire.
You smell something?
With one crushing blow, a powerful snow beast knocks Luke unconscious to the ground. The savage Wampa then snaps
he said
the
Wampa.
Neck of the
wow.
terrified Tauntaun.
Yeah.
And savage snow beast.
He drags the helpless victims to his lair.
Which is another one of my favorite bands. Oh man.
Got all this atmosphere of echo bass. Yeah.
Unaware that Luke is in danger, Han Solo
like there's tauntauns behind me.
Base. He makes his way to the makeshift command center, deep inside an icy cavern. There he confers with General Riken.
Hey.
Commander Skywalker reporting.
Riken.
Yet?
Not Riken.
I know I always say it wrong, but it's
General,
nice to hear somebody
leave.
Say
I can't
it.
Stay anymore. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, there's a price on my head. If I don't pay off Jabba the Hutt, I'm a dead man.
You're a good fighter, Solo. I hate to lose you.
I like how, like, even the dialogue's, like, in stereo.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Noticing Princess Leia Organa's reaction to his announcement, Han approaches her.
It's almost like this version.
Well, Your Highness, guess this is it.
Nothing's really cut. It's just jumpier.
So long,
it's just condensed.
Han!
Yes, Your Highness.
Han, we need you.
We need?
Yes.
Yeah, have they even cut anything yet?
Wait, with what's cut?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Probably do.
You're a great help to us. You're a natural leader.
Story of Star Wars would have taken all this stuff out.
Come on.
I wish more movies would come out with an audio home, like an audio version after you saw it. I would love that.
I know. I don't think that'll ever happen again.
Through the main hangar area toward his Space One starship.
Like if Dune 2, if you could just listen to an audio version of Dune 2 right now.
Yeah.
Han is hailed by C-3PO, a bronze humanoid robot, and his droid companion, R2.
This narrator is so chill.
Might I have a word with you, please?
What do you want?
Well, it's Princess Leia, sir. She's been trying to get you on the community.
I turned it off. I don't want to talk to her.
Well, Princess Leia is wondering about Master Luke. He hasn't come back yet. She doesn't know where he is. Nobody knows where he is.
I feel like I'm like hypnotized by this because it's like you have to really pay attention to hear them talking.
The music is going crazy.
And the music is super, super in stereo and super going crazy. It's like,
Let's go out on Tauntaun.
Sir, the temperature's dropping too rapidly.
That's right, my friend's out in.
Your Tauntaun will freeze before you reach the first marker.
We'll see you in hell.
It's very much like
his reluctant Tauntaun into the
I'm hallucinating. I'm in a dream or something.
Helplessly in the Wampa's cave.
It's like if you closed your eyes and tried to, like, okay, what happens in The Empire Strikes Back? All right, and then this, and then I'll see you in hell.
Luke realizes that his lightsaber
Malachi's
is
like
just
whispering.
Beyond his reach.
I know.
Using the force within him.
Using the force within him.
Luke cuts his bonds and slashes out at the Wampa with
Rodian,
the lightsaber.
Do you want me to cut your bonds?
Oh,
Like that Star Wars is all about people cutting bonds.
Exhausted, cold, unable to go on.
Yeah, he's like whispering, right?
Collapses in the snow.
Collapses in the snow. Collapses.
Who? It is the voice of his mentor, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Who?
His presence penetrates Luke's semi-conscious mind.
The CD is penetrating my semi-conscious mind. Or this record, whatever we're listening to.
There you will learn from Yoda, the Jedi Master.
Yeah, because I feel like this is simultaneously really slow and also going a million miles an hour.
As night begins to fall, Han finds Luke delirious.
That's us.
And near death.
And near death. This is great.
Come on.
Man, right. you are a lucky kid listening to this every day.
Every day.
The torn bellows. And unable to withstand the desperate cold, falls lifeless to the ground. Acting quickly, Han slits the beast open.
Hang on, kid.
He stuffs his shivering comrade inside the animal's
This is intense.
It's gonna smell bad, kid. But it'll keep you warm. Till I get the shelter up.
Till I get the shelter up. Not built.
You're out. I'm just thinking, like, if your parents didn't see Empire and they just heard you listening to a record about someone slitting open a beast and sliding their unconscious carcass inside of it. What are you listening to? You can't listen to this anymore.
Maybe we got Rogue 2. Story of Star Wars again would have no business with Rogue 2.
Nice of you guys to drop by.
Roscoe Lee Brown would be like, and then they found him.
Rogue 2. I found him. Repeat, I found him.
What's happening now? Back to Tank.
In the medical center, Luke Skywalker is suspended in a tank of rejuvenating Bacta fluid. Monitored by robot surgeons, he makes a rapid recovery.
Master Luke, sir, Uh-oh. It's so good to Uh-oh. See you fully functional again.
Thanks, Luke.
What? R2 expresses his belief also.
It was there.
Don't look so bad.
It was there. Holy shit. That's where it's from. Worship. Looks like you managed to keep. Right? You heard it too, didn't you?
I had nothing to do with it.
Oh.
General Rykan thinks it's dangerous for any ships to leave the system until we've activated the energy field.
No story. I think you just can't bear to let it go.
Right? I'm not imagining that. That was really there, right? Oh my God. Holy crap. What the hell?
Princess, we have a visitor.
What the hell was that? That's it, right? That's where it came from. Yeah.
We better start the evacuation.
Oh my.
Oh.
Go knock on my neighbor's doors.
Star Destroyer in another part of
the galaxy. All right,
galaxy.
We gotta pull it together.
Dark get Lord of the Sith.
We see. You know, who knows? Who knows? We're gonna miss other stuff.
Admiral. Yes, Captain.
I can't believe that. We did that whole 70mm episode. Yes,
well, it wasn't in the 70mm version, though, right? It's only. It's in the story on record.
Set your course for the Hoth system. General Veers, prepare your men.
Which makes it seem like maybe it really is Mark Hamill. If it's that old.
Yeah. This is 1980. Rebel forces prepare to fight the rear guard action. Things are getting real now. That Vader part was way shorter, by the way. Carriers will assemble
at the north entrance. Oh, well, I mean, I think all of this is way shorter, right? There's like...
When you've gotten past the energy shield, proceed directly to the rendezvous point. Understood?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Imperial Walker Support Bridge. Imperial Walker Support Bridge.
Imperial Walkers.
Imperial Walkers.
20 stories high, advance menacingly toward the rebel complex.
This is great.
Luke and his courageous
partner. It's insane because the music has not let down at all.
Never stopped.
Right? Like, it's been intense. Yeah, John Williams is just pummeling us in the face with Empire music here.
I want to get high-end speakers and play this as loud as humanly possible. I want to play this at, like, Skywalker sound screening room levels.
That armor's too strong for blasters. Rogue group, use your harpoons and tow cables. Go for the legs. It might be our only chance of stopping them.
It's like, I'm not even talking.
No.
I'm like too, I'm too engrossed.
A gunner makes ready the powerful suction-tipped harpoon as the fighter moves in for the pass.
A suction-tipped harpoon.
That's new. That's my favorite band.
Yeah. Good shot, Jensen.
The harpoon, trailing an unwinding cable, attaches itself
wedge
to the impenetrable leg armor of the plotting Imperial walker. As the aircraft circles,
did he say impenetrable leg armor of the plotting Imperial walkers?
Put that on a t-shirt.
The machine is brought to its knees. Meanwhile, the situation at the command center grows more perilous.
I wish Malachi was like, because Wedge is the best.
Man, I would do anything for just the raw voiceover track of him, though. Because, yeah, every line is like, it's the most intense movie trailer, but it's the whole movie.
Get your transports. Oh, wait, for me.
Begin retreat.
An Imperial laser blast seals the passageway leading to the transports in safety.
Transport, this is Solo. Better take off. I can't get to you. I'll get her out on the Falcon.
Come back.
What was the extra line there that they added? After Han, wasn't there another line in the...
Yeah, he grabs one and he's like, come on.
Then, more trouble. Stormtroopers, dodging and running, the trio barely evades the deadly laser fire. Only steps.
I'm still thinking about things, 3PO.
I know. I'm trying so hard to, like, be present. And because this is great and, like, really pay attention to what's going on, but I
hope we don't have a burnout.
Thanks, 3PO. It was mind warping. I don't know what is going on.
The ship blasts off.
You know, it's interesting, though, that this is like a lot of the same crew as the story of Star Wars, because this is almost like a more
journey is interrupted by the pursuing elements of the Imperial
complete version than Story of Star Wars was. Does that make any sense?
Maybe. This just feels like a more intense version.
Yeah, maybe that's what I mean.
Because I felt like Star Wars, you could kind of like, maybe I want to listen to this, maybe I want to focus in on that. I'm kind of like chilling, going along with the story, where this, I just like, it's just an onslaught of like music and sound effects.
Watch what?
But maybe it's just the first third of Empire is like that.
I noticed earlier the hyperdrive motivator has been damaged. It's impossible.
But it's not, though. Like, this is way more intense than the movie is.
Yeah. But also, what's been cut?
There wasn't a laser blast on this.
People taking breaths.
I'll tell you one thing that's been cut. Han and Chewie shooting at the probe droid. There was like no probe droid.
Oh yeah, they took that out completely. You're right. Yeah, and when Han and Chewie trying to fix the Falcon.
Yeah.
And Han wondering where Luke is.
Yeah.
I'm going closer to one of the biggies.
That asteroid chase was way shorter.
But I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
No.
That looks pretty good.
It all makes sense.
Dive skillfully into the gaping mouth of a bottomless crater.
It's like we're listening to the theatrical version of the pod race.
It's true. It's true.
The leaner, meaner cut.
Yep, that's it. Dagobah.
Oh, we gotta pay attention to Yoda.
No, I'm not gonna change my mind about this. I'm not picking up any cities or technology.
Massive life form readings, though.
Let's see what R2 and Luke and Yoda lines we get.
Yeah. Yes, I'm sure it's perfectly safe for droids.
Suddenly, a raging electrical storm plays havoc with the X-Wing's delicate instruments. The ship buckles down.
I know! All the scopes are dead. I can't see a thing.
Thick fog blankets the planet.
Just hang on. I'm going to start the landing cycle.
But, you know, think of this and then, like, what, a year later was the story of Raiders? This is almost like story of Raiders.
Yeah, that's true. Look, this is the first time, like, it's kind of chilling out a little bit.
No, R2, you stay put. I'll have a look around. R2?
A little R2 unit topples into the water.
R2!
With one great gulp, a hideous one big gulp swallows R2-D2. Fortunately, R2 doesn't taste as good as he looks.
Give the line to the narrator.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Are you all right? Come on. You were lucky to get out of there.
So we got both. We got Luke saying that we're lucky to get out of your line, and we got the narrator saying,
yeah,
it was a bad idea.
Lucky he doesn't taste good.
I do agree with you.
Wow.
It's really a strange place to find a Jedi Master. I don't know. I feel like what? Like we're being watched.
We got the Yoda yelling.
An ancient elfin creature, no more than 2 feet tall, watches Luke with questioning eyes.
I am wondering, why are you here?
I'm looking for someone.
Looking? Found someone you have outside.
It's kind of nice, like you were saying, this is like the first time this record has like gotten a chance to slow down. There's no music right now.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Catch your breath a little bit.
I'm looking for a great warrior.
Great warrior. Wars not make one great.
Man, we're hypnotized right now.
I know.
Put that down. Now we. Hey! Dinner!
The grayskin goblin.
The grayskin goblin. It's another really good band, Grayskin Goblin.
Yeah.
They're the best.
They opened up for Aerosmith on a tour.
Find your friend.
I'm not looking for a friend. I'm looking for a Jedi Master.
Jedi Master Yoda. You seek Yoda.
You know him?
Take it to him.
Yeah, I still really like how everything is heavy stereo panning all the dialogue and everything.
Diminutive guy.
It's really good.
Luke and R2-D2 slog through the oppressive jungle bog. Aboard his Star Destroyer, Darth Vader is in communication with the mighty Galactic Emperor. The Dark Lord hears of a disturbing development.
What is thy bidding, my master?
There is a great disturbance in the Force. We have a new enemy, Luke Skywalker.
He's just a boy.
The Force is strong.
Monkey eyes. He should have been like a hologram with monkey eyes. An old man. Wait, an old lady. Wait, an old man with chimpanzee eyes. The hologram fades into frame. Wait, no, actually, it's a hard cut into frame. It depends on what version you saw. Did you see it in May 1980 in 70 millimeter?
Patience? Why wish you become Jedi?
Mostly because of my father, I guess.
Father? Powerful Jedi was he? Powerful Jedi.
Oh, come on. How could you know my father? You don't even know who I am.
Here we go.
I don't even know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I wonder
we're wasting our
what
time.
Ben voice we're going to have.
Yeah.
I cannot teach him. The boy has no patience.
You will learn patience.
That's cool.
Yeah. He is not ready.
Yoda. Man, this scene is so good. It's like they're all whispering.
Ready, are you?
Well, it's cool too. Like, they're not speeding through this at all.
No.
It's almost like they got to this part and they were like, don't touch it.
This one, a long time have I watched. All his life has he looked away to the future, to the horizon. Never his mind on where.
And it's like a really clean version of the audio, too.
Yeah.
You are reckless. So was I.
Because this whole part, there's like no ambient sounds or anything. It's like just them talking.
Right, there's no like fire crackling in the background or anything.
I'm not afraid.
You will be. You will be.
Wow. Yeah. That was cool.
You think that was the end of side one then?
Having eluded.
Yeah, it had to have been, right?
By diving into a large crater.
Yeah, we're 21 minutes into the record. Had to have been.
How was it 21 minutes already?
Within an uncharted asteroid.
I know.
The doors open. Tentatively, the fugitives step onto the spongy surface.
Ground sure feels strange.
Spongy Surface is another good band.
Yeah.
There's an awful lot of moisture in here.
I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this.
Yeah. Wait a
minute. Wait a minute.
Drawing his blaster.
It's cool. Like, I feel like those floor. That dialogue is louder than any other version before.
There's an instant.
Yeah, well, it's another instance, I think, where there's like without the ambient sounds going on and just hearing kind of like the raw voice clips makes them sound clearer and louder.
Wavering onto their feet, Han and the others race toward the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, this is definitely like a headphones kind of record.
Oh yeah, yeah. Put on your headphones.
Sweetheart, we're taking off.
The ship maneuvers towards the opening through two.
It's like really the space slug could have been cut.
We do.
The cave is collapsing.
Yeah.
This is no cave.
What?
But I guess, you know, it's one of the exciting parts in Empire, so...
It's true.
And like I was saying before, there's kind of less stuff that you need to cut, because not as much really happens.
Yeah.
As far as just a checklist of things that happen, Empire doesn't have a lot of that.
One, two, three!
Because we're almost to Cloud City.
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to do the bounty hunters.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point. I don't know.
I said turn it around. I'm going to throw power in the brick shield.
You're going to attack them?
Sir, the odds of surviving a direct assault on an Imperial Star Destroyer.
Shut up!
I want to hear him describe Dengar.
Moving to attack position.
Han's frontal attack startles the starship's commander.
Bandages and a scar.
Or a large lizard man with bare feet stands
under the massive enemy craft,
waiting for his orders.
No ship that small has a cloaking device.
Well, there's no trace of them, sir.
Attached to the underside of the Star Destroyer, like a pilot fish on a whale, the Falcon cruises serenely in a radar blind spot.
Do you think little kids in the 80s know what a pilot fish on a whale was?
I listened to this record, and I can guarantee you I didn't.
We gotta find a safe port somewhere around here. Oh, wait. This is interesting. Lando.
Lando system?
Lando's not a system. He's a man. Lando Calrissian.
Yeah, you can't cut that.
No.
Gambler. Scoundrel. You'd like him.
Can you trust him?
No. Got no love for the Empire, I can tell you that. Here we go, Chewie. Stand by.
Detach.
Lando System is another really good band.
It is. You the best.
At a safe distance, he activates the engines and heads for Bespin.
Okay, yeah, Boba Fett should be chasing him.
Lando Calrissian. But he is not alone.
Oh, there we go.
Wow.
No.
Wow, so that's all we know about bounty hunters yet, but he is not alone.
Lando Calrissian. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, let me explain.
You will not deviate from your present course.
Rather touchy, huh?
Yeah, okay, so they did cut. That was a big thing to cut. Yeah. Because it was the bounty hunter and Vader scene. Into the magnificence that is Cloud City. Boba Fett being cool. No disintegrations.
No Dengar.
No bounty hunters, we don't need the scum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, no one to meet us.
Yeah, we're straight into Cloud City.
Keep your eyes open.
No Luke in the cave?
Hey!
Right.
Why, you slimy double cross.
There've been, like, almost no training.
You've got a lot of guts coming here.
Unless they're going to cut back to it.
Yeah. Lando's greeting creates a tense moment.
How you doing?
It's actually not a lot of the narrator in this either.
No, he just slides in with some smooth whisper.
Very friendly.
And how you doing, Chewbacca? You still hanging around?
It's another good name for a band, Smooth Whisper.
Hello, what have we here?
It's my favorite Sade song.
Who might you be?
Leia.
Welcome, Leia.
Hello, sir.
The Sade Wham team up. Smooth Whisper. C-3PO.
Lando leads the others away.
Hyperdrive.
I'll get my people to work on it.
Good. Hearing the Cloud Inside City Lando's theme just reminded me that the like Jeff Wack, who did the cover art for the Adventures of. Wait, oh, wait. I want to hear it.
C-3PO's insatiable curiosity.
Who are you? Oh, my. I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I missed how many times 3PO said hello. It's okay.
Yeah.
But Jeff Wack also did the cover for Empire Jazz.
Luke is in training with Yoda.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Using the Force, the aspiring young Jedi
Luke is training now.
Various objects
yeah.
in midair, including R2-D2.
Concentrate. Feel the Force. Through the Force.
Wait, was that?
Things you will see other places. Yeah,
were those Yoda lines in the movie?
The past, old friends.
The first part of it? Concentrate, feel the Force?
I don't know, I've never seen Empire.
Never listened to the audio either.
Fall to the ground.
Control, you must run control.
I saw a city in the clouds.
Friends you have there.
I'm not used to Luke's voice being so loud.
I've got to go to them.
Decide you must.
I wonder if we'll still get the Ben speech.
If you leave right? now, help them you could, but you will destroy all for which they have fought and suffered.
But Han and Leia will die if I don't.
Luke, we're not bringing the X-Wing out of the swamp at all. The way I
lost Vader. Yeah.
You won't.
If you choose to face Vader, you will do it alone.
Wow.
I cannot interfere.
How's Luke going to be a Jedi? Nobody trained him.
R2, fire up the converters.
Didn't get the proper training.
He just lifted some rocks and left.
Don't give in to hate.
We got to have training.
Told you I did. Reckless is he. Now, matters are worse.
That boy is our last hope.
No. There is another.
Oh.
Keep that on there. Okay, so we back to Cloud City.
The ship's almost finished. Two or three more things and we're in great shape.
The sooner the better. Something's wrong here. No one has seen or knows anything about 3PO.
What's crazy is this has like 12 minutes left. So, I'm guessing we're going to get, like, the whole, like, carbon freezing room, all of that, you know? Yeah,
or the Luke Vader fight will be 10 minutes long.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot you got to do still.
Oh, what a mess. Chewie, you think you can repair him? Thanks.
I'm sorry, am I interrupting anything?
not really.
Yeah, so they they could have trimmed 3PO blowing up and getting put back together. But I guess not, because he needs to stay in pieces till the end of the movie.
Did you hear Leia say thanks after she was like, Chewie, do you think you can fix him? And Chewie growled, and then was I hallucinating? Did Leia say thanks?
I don't know. All right, well, we may have to do some homework and go listen to this one again.
Shut you down? I've just made a deal that'll keep the Empire out of here forever.
Han fires at Vader, but the Dark Lord renders the laser bolts harmless.
We would be honored if you would join us.
I had no choice. They arrived right before you did.
I'm still thinking about Leia saying thanks. What's going on with this thanks thing? Thanks, 3PO?
The reluctant guests are now totally within his power.
Because if Leia said, okay, after this is done, we got to go back to about 30 minutes and check that out again.
Okay. I'm just noticing that there is no Boba Fett in this yet. He wasn't even at dinner. His music was there at dinner, but he wasn't there at dinner. Screw him.
Very good. I like that. Oh! Something's not right, because now I can't see.
Somewhere in 1980, there was some kid wearing Boba Fett pajamas, crying, listening to this.
Where is he? He's not in my record. You bought the wrong record.
Smashing it.
The door opens. Han is shoved in the room by the guard.
The wrong one.
A victim of Vader's electronic torture.
That's like, did I ever tell you a story when I was a kid at remember the Meyer in Muskegon had two doors, one in the front and one in the back?
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you a story when I was a kid and I went in the one door to get a Matchbox car and then I couldn't get it then and we had to come back later? And when we came back later, we came in the other side of Meyer and the Matchbox car wasn't there. And I was convinced it's because we went in the wrong side. If we would have went in the other side, the car would have been there because there were like two Meyers. I was kind of dumb when I was a kid.
It makes sense. I believe that. I haven't thought about that in a long time. That makes sense.
There, the Dark Lord prepares for the arrival of Luke Skywalker.
This facility is crude, but it should be adequate to freeze Skywalker for his journey to the Emperor.
Do we get any Ugnat sounds?
I think I heard some squeals in there.
Lord Vader, we only use this facility for carbon freezing. You put him in there, it might kill him. I do not want the Emperor's prize damaged. We will test it on Captain Solo. Put him in.
Put him in. Oh, wait. We're going right to the carbon freeze right now. Wow.
Yes, stop, please. I'm not ready to die in the back of a dimension.
Hey, listen to me.
Chewie, there'll be another time.
Wow, they combined like two scenes. That's kind of clever.
And still no Boba Fett.
You hear me?
No.
Huh?
Right, because they were in the hallway scene, and then they, next thing you know, we're in the carbon freezing room, right?
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that's really clever.
Fate. Han steps onto a platform suspended above the freezing chamber.
What's going on? Turn round, Chewbacca. I can't see.
Grotesque hogmen bind him, then scuttle into position. Han is lowered into the freezing chamber.
Is that the Ugnats? Are grotesque?
They're grotesque. There's like John Williams music I swear I've never heard before.
I know, I'm thinking it's like, I can't tell if it's new or it's just I've never heard it this, like, not mixed in with other things.
He's all yours, Bounty Hunter.
Oh.
Reset the chamber for Skywalker.
Who? Bounty Hunter?
Yeah, where did you come from?
See to it that he finds his way.
There's a Bounty Hunter there?
Calrissian. Take the princess and the Wookiee to my ship.
You said they'd be left in the city under my supervision.
I am altering the
beat. Wow, more scene condensing here.
Wasn't that from earlier, right?
As the stormtroopers escort the rebels to the Imperial Star Destroyer, they catch sight of Luke and R2-D2, who have come in search of their friends.
Yeah, they like combined three scenes into one.
Oh yeah, that Leia stuff is also clear. Yeah. Luke is oblivious to her warning and ducks into a darkened chamber. Immediately, the door closes behind him. Wow, sound effects are out of control here.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker. But you are not a Jedi yet.
The Dark Lord's plan has worked to perfection. They draw
this
their
is great. I like this scene with music behind it.
As the stormtroopers hurry,
yeah, you're right.
The corridor, Lando executes his own plan, summoned by a secret.
And it's cool. Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Power the Imperial troopers.
Well done. Attention.
No mention of Lobot, right?
The Empire's taking control of the city. I advise everyone to leave before more Imperial troops arrive.
The kid who lives next door with the Lobot PJs on is crying too.
This way.
They got me the wrong record.
Fighting their way through,
he shaved his head. Wearing a homemade shirt that says President of the Lobot Fan Club. Yeah, his head's shaved. He's listening in brand new headphones he got for Christmas so he can be Lobot listening to the record.
Two old friends are reunited.
We're trying to save Han from the bounty hunter.
The who? The bounty hunter? Where did the bounty hunter come from?
Under fire, they dash across the landing platform, finally reaching their only hope of escape, the Millennium Falcon.
And still get R2-D2 shooting smoke, the sound of that. That's cool. Yeah.
Go!
Leia, go!
Vader's troops watch helplessly as Lando steers for open space and freedom.
Just like the story of Star Wars, though, this is so cleverly edited.
Yeah. But the prize that has eluded Darth Vader for so long now stands before
him. Well, and
him.
It's just so cool that
the Dark Lord of the Sith,
like the sound effects are so awesome that just listening to this lightsaber duel with just sound is still exciting. Like if you only saw The Empire Strikes Back once in the theater or something, and then you bought this, you'd be like, "Yeah, it's the whole movie, right?"
Lightsabers flashing, the adversary's curves in a ferocious duel.
Your destiny lies with me, Skywalker. Obi-Wan knew this to be true.
No.
Luke's answer is a vicious thrust, which is more experienced foe.
So clever.
With a series of furious strokes, Vader forces Luke onto the edge of a towering gantry.
You are beaten. It is useless to resist. Don't let yourself be destroyed as Obi-Wan.
No, I'm not talking anymore again.
Luke sees an opening.
Well, much like the 70mm episode, listen, there's no, like, howling wind or anything.
Devastating slash.
There is no escape.
Yeah.
Don't make
just a lot of breathing.
You.
That's us. Luke, still thinking about thanks, 3PO.
Yeah. Join me, and I will complete your training. Our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
I'll never join you!
If you only knew the power of the dark side, Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough! He told me you killed him.
No, I am your father.
No. It's not true.
He said thanks, 3PO.
That's impossible.
Luke, come with me. It is the only way.
Without hesitation, Luke leaps off the gantry and plummets down.
Kind of cut down there.
Almost certain death to joining Darth Vader. The wounded rebel drops headfirst into one of Bespin's waste chutes. Luke hurtles down the tube, heading towards the open hatch.
Nothing. Okay. That didn't happen until Return of the Jedi, so. Oh, that's true. The sound didn't even exist. That's true. But you never know. At this point.
You listen.
You never know.
No. What we think we know could be totally wrong.
Leia! Hear me.
This is good.
Leia.
Luke. When Luke said Leia, I thought it was you doing a Luke voice. For a Leia. Second. Yeah. It's like, wait a second. Was that you or Luke?
But what about those fighters?
Chewie, just do it.
Returning to Bespin, Lando spots the weather vane.
Bespin.
Look, someone's up there.
Bespin. Bespin. Got some business in Bespin.
Lando, open the top hatch.
The new ally reaches for Luke, grabbing him before he can slip into endless space.
Lando?
Okay, let's go.
I'm slipping into endless space right now listening to this. As soon as I heard thanks, 3PO, it slipped into endless space.
There.
Star Destroyer.
All right, Chewie. Ready for light speed.
As Luke is borne away,
I wonder if we're going to get the 70mm ending here. His
evil quest. I just like that the hyperspace worked.
Oh, right, yeah. God, I didn't even pick up on that. Jesus.
You didn't have to fix it.
Yeah, wow. That's clever.
Prepare to blast off on a dangerous mission. The rescue of Han Solo. While Luke, Leia, R2, and 3PO remain on the transport headed for the rendezvous on Tatooine, the friends part sadly.
Luke, we're ready for takeoff.
Good luck, Lando.
I'll meet you at the rendezvous point on Tatooine.
Princess, with fine hands. Promise.
Take care, you two.
Yeah, nothing, a bounty hunter.
Yeah,
none of that. Wow. All right.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Wow.
Man, so I've been missing out for like 40 years. 44 years I could have been listening to this.
Wow. That was amazing.
Yeah, that was really good. That was intense.
Wow.
All right, we got to figure out if Leia said thanks.
Okay, here we go. We got to go back. We got to figure out this Leia thing. Let's jump to 29:50. Yeah, so 30 minutes. Exactly 30 minutes.
Found him in a junk pile.
Oh, what a mess. Chewie, you think you can repair him?
Thanks.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, she says thanks.
No, is that, wait, now here's what I'm wondering. Is that actually in the movie?
Found him in a junk pile.
Oh, what a mess. Chewie, you think you can repair him?
Lando's got people that can fix him.
No thanks.
Disney Plus, it's not there.
But wait, did they take her saying no thanks?
Lando's got people that can fix him.
No thanks.
Right? So if we go back to the record.
Oh, what a mess. Chewie, you think you can repair him? Thanks.
Because there's no... Han doesn't say Lando's got people that can repair him. So they took the thanks from Leia saying no thanks in the movie and used it as her saying thanks to Chewie?
No thanks.
I think you're right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's the wildest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I'm glad you got it. Well, do we need to listen to Thanks, 3PO, one more time?
You know we do.
Master Luke, sir, it's so good to see you fully functional again.
Thanks, 3PO.
Oh, my God. God. God.
It's from, yeah, it's always, I mean, it hasn't always been there, but it's always been there. They didn't like cobble it together in 97.
The mystery deepens. Because it wasn't in the 70mm.
Master Luke, sir, it's so good to see you fully functional again.
Unless it was like a track they didn't use for the movie, or did the record people splice together a clip of Mark Hamill saying thanks something else and something else 3PO and made thanks 3PO and put it in the record, and it ended up in the movie. Who knows? But we now at least know that it's always been somewhere in the audio tracks.
Well, and maybe the Leia thanks on Cloud City, maybe that existed at one time, like in the movie. Maybe we just didn't see Carrie Fisher like mouth it.
I don't know. That one just seems like it was just like they were like trimming for time and they kept the thanks in there. Because that's the thing. If you watch that scene in the normal movie now, it's not like you're really like editing anything in. You're literally just, it's one continuous chunk that if you cut out, you get Chewie making his sound and then Leia saying thanks. Like that one really just feels like they were just cutting that part out, and for either on purpose or by mistake, they kept the thanks part in.
I think it was on purpose. It's almost like, Chewie, do you think you can fix him? Thanks.
Yeah, because that would make more sense than cutting it completely, because she doesn't have time to say thanks in the regular movie, because Han butts in with Lando's got people that can do that. And then she says no thanks, and then Lando comes in and the conversation changes. Yeah, so it's like it made it make more sense by making her say thanks. Man, thanks story of Empire Strikes Back. It's all about the give thanks.
I'm not going to recover from this for years.
And then 20 years from now, we'll find out that whoever posted this on YouTube went in and spliced in thanks 3PO just to screw with us.
I know those idiots from Blast Points. I got them.
Yeah, but now if anyone's listening to this at home has the record and you can get out your record, please confirm that thanks 3PO is actually in the grooves of the record, and we're not just, this is an elaborate prank just to get us.
Send us a video, please.
The destruction of the Death Star was a major victory for the Rebellion, but our battle isn't over yet. Darth Vader and the evil forces of the Emperor keep a stranglehold over the galaxy, but the Rebel Alliance must and will succeed in forever ridding the galaxy of their scourge. Even now, in our secret underground base on the ice planet Hoth, new strategies are being planned. See for yourself in The Empire Strikes Back.
The Empire Strikes Back comes to a theater near you on May the 21st, 1980.
Call next month for new message.
Bet you know what this is. The Darth Vader collector's case from the Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back collection. Inside, it's got room for your favorite Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back action figures.
They fit?
Yeah, there's new Dengar, AT-AT Driver, Rebel Commander, Leia, and 2-1-B. You can hold up to 31 action figures, each sold separately.
And you can take them with you.
Darth Vader collector's case. Action figures, each sold separately. From Kenner.
And these blast points, too accurate for sand people. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise.
Everybody,
instead of saying thanks 3PO, say thanks Blast Points. And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Five-star review. Say thanks Blast Points. Or anything else you want to say. And so more people can find Blast Points when they're looking for Star Wars podcasts. If you listen on Spotify, leave a 5-star review there too. Same thing.
Yeah, and does Blast Points have a website? Yes, we do. Thanks. Thanks, Blast Points. Thanks. And it's blastpointspodcast.com. And make sure you follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you're on Facebook, you need to be in the Super Chill group where you can talk about Thanks 3PO all the time. And people will know what you're talking about and they will want to talk about it too.
And if you want to say Thanks Blast Points even more, you can join the Blast Points Army on Patreon where we're doing Bad Batch review episodes. And we're going to keep doing that until the end of season 3. And if you are a member of the Blast Points Army,
thanks, everyone.
But that wraps up 395 here.
Thanks, Sound of Empire. No thanks. You got to edit the no out to get the thanks for me.
So we're back. Like we said, we'll be back next week. It's going to be another really fun one as we head straight into May. Listen, we're only like, what, after this, 4 episodes away from episode 400 of Blast Points. I wonder what episode 400 is going to be.
It's not like there's not, you know, anything exciting happening in May either, so who knows?
I don't know. So, until then, everyone,
thanks for listening.
Goodbye.
May the Force be with you. Goodbye, old friend. May the Force be with you.
Master Luke, sir, it's so good to see you fully functional again.
Thank you.
May the Force be with you!